Today is Monday, April 15th. The title for our devotional is The Spirit of Truth. Today we begin week 3 of our Power of the Spirit campaign. When we talk about the Holy Spirit, remember power is the key word. The biblical use of the word spirit can be boiled down to an invisible power, usually referring to the realm of divine power and God. Therefore, power in the Christian life is attained by greater surrender to the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. This is our big statement, our big idea for the whole campaign, if you will. In the first 2 weeks of this campaign, we have seen that the Spirit gives new resurrection life to the believer, and the Spirit empowers the believer to righteous living. This week, we're going to see that the Spirit is the revealer of truth. We will look at these passages in more detail throughout the week, but for today, let's briefly look at a couple of passages from John's Gospel. First, the farewell discourse of John 13 through 17, Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth. John 14, 15 to 17, we read, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him." And then in John 16, 12 to 13, we read, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth." So, at minimum, again, we will look at these verses in more detail later. At minimum, we can say that the Spirit of God reveals the truth of God. In contrast, then, to the Spirit of truth, Jesus refers to the devil, which means slanderer, or one who utters false or defamatory statements, as the father of lies, who has no truth in him and speaks his native tongue when he lies. The devil operates in lies and untruths. The Spirit of God operates in truth. Ascertaining truth, then, in the Christian life is a deeply spiritual endeavor. So often we fail to see it as such. Instead, we tend to think of discovering truth through purely natural means. We come to the truth through good logic and reason, extensive research and study. These, of course, are necessary and very good. However, the physical mental process is not all that is in play in the process of discovering truth. There's certainly a spiritual dynamic at play, as well, that we ignore at our peril. This dynamic is, of course, at play in spiritual truths about God and the gospel. We will explore the implications of this more throughout the week. I believe this spiritual dynamic is also true in all areas of truth as well, however. As St. Augustine has famously said, all truth is God's truth, meaning that God, as the creator and sustainer of all creation, is the source of all truth. If anything is indeed true, it is God's truth. Therefore, the all-too-common phenomenon of Christians believing wild conspiracy theories and untruths reveals a deeper spiritual problem at the core. Even in the quote-unquote unspiritual aspects of life, things like COVID, politics, etc., Christians need to depend on and seek the Spirit to reveal truth. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that we have to be 100% correct about everything or else we don't possess the Holy Spirit. Nobody bats a thousand. However, when we see the widespread untruths taking root amongst those who profess to possess the Holy Spirit of God, Spirit of truth, it should lead us to question whether or not we are sufficiently surrendering to the Spirit to help us ascertain truth. If we are surrendering to the Spirit, we will also discover that He will produce the character within us to humbly admit when we are uncertain of certain truth claims that we don't have the answers to. So for today, I invite you to reflect on the spiritual dimension involved in ascertaining truth. Remember, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. So reflect on your own life and surrender to the Spirit of God to help you discern truth, all truth. Pray, seek Him to help you know what is true, to help you uncover, identify any preconceived notions of what you want to believe, and to pursue truth, objective truth, as it is. And then also pray for Him to produce within you the humility to admit when you do not know the truth.